Hello, Christine of Real Soul. Thanks for tuning in to this podcast. I'm close to 100 episodes. And today I came across this story about Megyn Kelly ripping a New York comptroller. I think I'm saying it correctly. Who wants to defund the police, yet has security of his own. Okay, similar to that representative from Minnesota, what's her name, Cori Bush, who wants to defund the police. Yes, she has security on her own. So here's the story. She calls him a hypocrite, by the way, which is true. The new comptroller for New York City, Brad Lander, who previously served as a Democratic councilman from Brooklyn, will be chauffeured by a New York PD security detail. Even though as recent as June 2021, he claimed the city already has more police officers per capita than nearly every large American city. He also bragged to people that he wanted to defund the police, fighting for $1 billion cuts to the NYPD this year, he quoted. Okay, so he's not voting for that. Former Fox News anchor and current podcast host, okay, the Megyn Kelly Show, you can find her on YouTube as well, reacted, another damn hypocrite who wants regular New Yorkers to suffer without necessary police protection, as he insists on his own NYPD driver and personal guard. These pathetic poll hate cops until they need one. Disgusting. Okay, so considering public safety, continues, Lander may need the safe security detail, the Post reported last April. Lander has racked up 8 school zone speeding tickets since 2016, even though he's publicly promoted speedy cameras outside city schools, pushed legislation to crack down on reckless drivers. Okay, so I don't know who this person is, but you can tweet, his name is Brad. Was it Brad or Brian? Brad Lander. Okay. So he's one of those Democrats that's a hypocrite. And he is, as others, like I mentioned, Cori Bush, AOC is another one. She's talking about taxing the rich with her dress at a special event. Yeah, she's the main one that funds so much money buying that dress. And yet, she has more money than the average Democrat that votes for that person, that votes for that party that she represents. So that's pretty much all. This video is brief. That's pretty much all I'm sharing. It's come across my attention, but most people do not want to defund the police. I mean, come on, let's get real. Especially those in the high crime urban areas. And what gets me is that these people still continue to vote these people in. As one close relative, apparently she's woke after over 50 years voting for these people, that because of a simple need was not met, and this is a health problem, she says she's just not going to vote anymore. But why did it have to take her that long to say that? So I hope more people are waking up I'm not saying how people should vote, but don't just vote out of emotion. Use logic, listen to both sides, even though based on my values, I've voted for the same side. And in 2024, it will be my 20th year doing so. So I've never went back since, what was that, 08? But that's all I have for you today. Hope you all enjoy the rest of your day and evening and starting out the new year with great blessings. Again, this is Christina of Red Soul. Thanks for listening. Pray for our nation and our brothers and sisters in the persecuted church under the name of Christ. Talk to you super soon.